You're listening to the Quizzable Cast, episode 56 for the 2012 NEQT ICT.
So this is round 11 of the D1 ICT. We have Chicago A and Minnesota A. You guys want to buzz in and give your name?
Tyler.
Sorry, what was it?
Tyler.
There you go. NEGU.
Marshall S.
God damn it.
Doug G.
It's just gonna happen, apparently.
And over here. Minnesota.
Robin.
Andrew.
It's a repeat of the clock in last year's one.
Right. So, as far as I can tell, that whole thing doesn't affect like locking up and doing the things that actually matter. And also for Tyler and Mike, you guys' lights are a little dim, so if you can like hold up your buzzer a little bit, that'd be great. And finally, for you guys, since you haven't been in here, I'm calling seconds. I'm calling time on bonuses 5 seconds after I've stopped talking. So if you want to like give a long-winded designation of somebody else, that's fine, but they need to give me an answer within 5 seconds of when I stop, okay? So I'll give you a prompt to start an answer, and something needs to start very quickly thereafter. Got something it. That is an answer as opposed to a designation needs to start. Okay. Can everybody see the clock? All right. Then we will start on packet 11. Toss the phone. Go look at both sides. Here we go. This nation's torchbearer's literary group preceded its leftist wedge movement. One of this nation's authors depicted a peasant girl who dies from tuberculosis after she is abandoned by Armas in Fallen Asleep While Young. Its 19th century works include the novel Seven Brothers by Alexis Keevy and a compilation of oral poetry featuring characters like Ino, Kullervo, and Il... Yep, 10. Your bonus. For 10 points each in these types of mathematical series, this divergent series is the sum of the reciprocals of the natural numbers.
Harmonic.
Yes. Complex functions may be written as this type of power series that can include terms of negative degree.
It's, it's French name.
Answer?
Lagrange
series. Okay. A group may be broken down into one of these series of normal subgroups ordered by inclusion. The Jordan-Holder theorem asserts their uniqueness up to isomorphism. It's a composition series, so you get 10. Awesome. A method of this name converts a first-order PDE to a system of ODEs on namesake curves that have constant values of the Riemann invariants. In a ring, this term denotes the number of times one must add the multiplicative identity to get the...
That's the... Signature.
To get the additive identity. In geometry, vertices minus edges plus faces equals a form of this quantity named for Euler, for 10. Yeah, 10. And your bonus. The last 3 years of the Weimar Republic saw desperate attempts to stave off economic catastrophe for 10 points each. This Catholic Center Party politician who became chancellor in 1930 led Germany into a debt deflation trap of lower salaries, lower government spending, and higher deficits.
Von Papen.
No, it's Brüning. Brüning was undermined after this man's re-election as president in 1932 and was quickly replaced by Franz von Papen, a member of his Camarilla.
Hindenburg.
Yes. This general, who had the ear of Hindenburg, spent less than 2 months as chancellor before being replaced by Hitler, who had him assassinated during the Night of the Long Knives.
What is this?
Answer? As Kurt von Schleicher, so you get 10. Toss up. During his first term as president, the Albanian solution of government intervention in the economy beyond the scope of the 110 propositions was opposed by Pascal Lamy and Jacques Delors. While losing the 1974 election...
Mitterrand.
Yeah, 15. And your bonus. Richard Strauss revolutionized German opera in the early 20th century. For 10 points each, the title character makes out with Jochanan's severed head at the end of this work set in 1st century Judea. She earlier danced the erotic Dance of the Seven Veils for her stepfather.
Salome.
Yes. This opera contains the true Hab mir's gelobt, which involves Octavian, Octavian's older lover, and Octavian's new fiancée Sophie, who has been saved from marrying Baron Ox.
There was in Cavalier.
Yes. This work features a chorus of unborn children who sing as the Empress refuses to seal the shadow of the dyer's wife, frustrating her father Kekobad's intention of turning the Emperor into stone. Answer.
Yeah, no.
It's Woman Without a Shadow, so you get 20.
Yes.
Toss up.
Yes.
In Armenian legend, this ruler lusts after Ara the Beautiful. Diodorus Siculus says this child of the fish-bodied goddess Derceta was raised by doves, then by the shepherd Simus. After marrying Onis, she captured the Acropolis of Bactra and caught the eye of Ninus, who took her from Onis. After Ninus's death, she impersonated their son Ninius and led the army in conquering Ethiopia. For 10 points, the Hanging Gardens are sometimes attributed to which legendary Babylonian warrior queen? That's right.
Yes.
For 10 points each, name these writers who authored parodies of Sherlock Holmes. This play writes, "The Adventure of the Two Collaborators is an allegory of working with Arthur Conan Doyle on the libretto of the operetta Jane Annie." That is J.M. Barrie. The 1902 short story, "The Stolen Cigar Case," about the famed detective Hemlock Jones, was one of many parodies written by this American author of plain language from Truthful James. Yes. Holmes's nephew, Fetlock Jones, features prominently in this author's burlesque, a double-barreled detective story. He also wrote the travelogues Roughing It and Innocence Abroad.
Oh, James.
No, it's 20.
Yeah,
okay, 20. Okay. Yes, 20. Pause it. Number five. This work's American premiere took place by radio broadcast and was conducted by Toscanini, who fought with Stokowski over the privilege. Its final movement features slap bass and celli and was originally subtitled Victory. Its first movement has a 352-bar march for which the composer recommended a relief snare drummer. That movement also contains an ostinato, commonly called the invasion theme, that depicts...
Leningrad?
Prompt?
Symphony?
Yes. Yeah, that's fine. You brought us. Christopher Don and Richard Holbrook were among those who received special treatment at the hands of a mortgage company. For 10 points each, name that financial firm at the center of the subprime mortgage crisis, which was bought by Bank of America Home Loans in 2008.
Countrywide?
Yes. A third politician who benefited from Countrywide was this junior senator from California who serves alongside Dianne Feinstein.
Barbara Boxer.
Yes. This Countrywide CEO agreed to pay $67.5 million, which is about 11% of his net worth, in fines on account of securities fraud.
Angelo was 11.
Yeah. 30. Awesome. Reaction of its oxide with silicon gives silica and this metal in the pigeon process. This element and iron are present in the silicate mineral olivine. High levels of an ion of this element upregulate the release of parathyroid hormone. Biologically active adenosine triphosphate is bound to that. For 10. Briggs and Haldane applied this approximation to enzyme kinetics. For 10 points each, two-step reactions, in which the first step is slow and the second step is fast, can be analyzed using what approximation that assumes that the concentration of the intermediate is constant? It's the steady state approximation. The steady state approximation is useful in calculating these constants that multiply reactant concentrations to give the speed of product formation. This approximation holds if the backward rate constant of a reaction step is much larger than the forward rate constant of the next step, so that reactants and intermediates form a dynamic balance. It's the pre-equilibrium approximation, so 10 with the bonus. Toss-up. One of these animals named Sayer became king of Trondheim in the Heimskringla. A Goya black painting shows one peeking its head above a brown slope and...
Dog.
15. And your bonus. This mountain range contains the watershed separating main divide of South Island. For 10 points each, name this range of New Zealand.
Southern Alps?
Yes. This tallest mountain of the Southern Alps has the Maori name Aoraki.
Stanley?
It's Mount Cook. The second tallest Southern Alps peak is the namesake of the seafarer who the Council of the Indies sent to explore beach, the northernmost part of Terra Australis. Excuse me.
Flinders.
It's Tasman, so you get 10. Toss up. In May 2011, this man petitioned to withdraw his state from the defense of Appling v. Doyle as he believes his state's domestic partner registry violates its constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. In August, his allies Randy Hopper and Dan Kapanke were removed from office over a foul...
Walker.
Yeah, 15. And Lewis, he was placed under house arrest by his formerly loyal guerrilla group before dying near his homeland's border with Thailand. For 10 points each, name this man who expelled foreigners from Phnom Penh and created the killing fields before being overthrown by the Vietnamese in 1979.
Pol Pot?
Yes. Pol Pot implemented radical policies of agrarian reform in an attempt to reach this point in time when all remnants of past culture had been destroyed in favor of a new revolutionary culture. Yeah, that's fine. This pro-American president of Cambodia was overthrown by Pol Pot. This soldier had led the coup, overthrowing Prince Sihanouk. Yeah, 30. Awesome. Lucius Antonius's rebellion against this man ended when a sudden thaw left Antonius stranded across the Rhine from the Chatti. He convinced Aelius Lamia to divorce so he could marry Aelius's wife, and he recalled Gnaeus Julius Agricola from Britain. His death ends the histories of Tass...
Claudius.
No, minus five. Histories of Tacitus, and he was the last of the 12 Caesars described by Suetonius. For 10 points, name this Roman emperor who was succeeded by his advisor Nerva and preceded by his brother Titus and his father Vespasian.
Domitian.
Yeah. Any books? One of the earliest members of this faith, Lucretia Brown, attempted to sue Daniel Spofford for practicing malicious animal magnetism on her. For 10 points each, name this faith whose founder discussed her ideas in such works as The People's Idea of God and Unity of Good.
Christian Science?
Yeah. A chapter on animal magnetism unmasked appears in this book by Mary Baker Eddy, whose first edition appeared in 1875. It is regarded as the central text of Christian Science.
Key to all religion. No, it's like key to health, key to science, key to the scriptures.
Answer.
Health and the key to the scriptures.
It's science and health with key to the scriptures. A central biblical text for Christian scientists is the healing of the leper Naaman in the second of these Old Testament books, which discuss the prophet Elijah.
King.
Yeah, 20. Pause it. A continuous form of these phenomena is the subject of Wyndham scaling theory, whose connection with universality is explained by Wilson's renormalization group theory, a theory of these phenomena that expresses the theory energy as a power series in the order... 15. Your bonus. Materials used for these components include mixtures of helium and neon and ruby for 10 points each. Name this laser component, often bracketed by a parallel mirror resonator in which a pumped population inversion produces an increase in beam power.
It's like a two-step laser? What do they want?
Like a part of a laser? It's a gain medium, or active medium. So-called anti-lasers exhibit this process, the reverse of stimulated emission, which transfers energy from a beam to surrounding material.
What's it called?
Answer.
Pershing.
It's absorption. Anti-lasers show upwards of 99% absorption efficiency for light beams with this property of high phase correlation of different waves.
Cohesion?
No, it's coherence. All right, toss up. This man has an affair with Claudia Hernandez and becomes addicted to heroin while working for the Salazars. He shoots his boss Ryan Chappelle on orders from Stephen Saunders, who worked with... 15. Your bonus. The 19th century critic John Wilson first hypothesized that this play employs a double time scheme. For 10 points each, name this tragedy, which, according to Steve Sommer... sets action on Shrove Tuesdays and 5 weeks apart on the Gregorian and Julian calendars of its first act, Italian and Cypriot settings.
So it's probably some Shakespeare thing. Othello.
Yes. One signal of double time in Othello is this woman's complaint that her lover Cassio hasn't visited her in a week, apparently uttered one day after Cassio arrives in Cyprus.
Is it
Bianca. Another signal of the double time scheme is the claim that this man has asked his wife Amelia 100 times to steal Desdemona's handkerchief.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 20. All right.
So the half I have Chicago A at 165 and a set of A at 140.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we all set on that?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, everybody ready?
Yes.
Cool. All right, good luck to both sides. Here comes Tossum 12. The introduction to William Creasy's translation of this text mentions English manuscripts of its first three books, titled Church Music. A copy of this work, given by Bob Jakin, inspires the young Maggie Tulliver in The Mill on the Flaw.
Imitation of Christ.
Yeah, 15. And your bonus.
Imitation.
They were founded by members of the Community of True Inspiration. For 10 points each, name these colonies in Iowa that were established by German pietists, led by Christian Metz. Their name comes from a biblical term which means to remain true. Answer.
No.
That's Amana colonies. Before founding the Amana colonies, Metz and his congregation founded the Ebenezer colonies outside this city, which hosted the Pan-American Exposition where President McKinley was shot.
Buffalo.
Yes. The German pietist George Rapp founded this other Midwestern utopian community in Indiana. It was sold to the Welsh industrialist Robert Owen in the 1820s. Examples of this art form include four pieces known as the Backs, created by Matisse, and a 1330 set of depictions of the eight virtues with 20 scenes from the life of St. John the Baptist by Andrea Pisano. Mesopotamian cylinder seals produce its reversed cavo or intaglio form, and...
Really?
Yeah, for a 10. And your bonus. The inscriptions on this work's frame include a warning against false prophets. For 10 points each, name this pair of panels completed in the 1520s, one of which shows Peter standing behind John, who holds a Bible open to In the Beginning Was the Word.
Okay, the four apostles?
Yes, Four Apostles was presented to city officials in Nuremberg by this artist of 1488.
Yeah.
Yes. Durer's ideal of human proportions can be seen in this engraving's two central figures. Erwin Panofsky noted that its iconography includes an elk, rabbit, cat, and ox who represent the four humors.
Okay. This is Adam and Eve.
Okay. Yeah. 30. Your bonus. Excuse me. Toss up. Newt Angstrom argued that this substance is saturated in Earth's atmosphere, but his experiments were not sensitive to the wings of its 667 inverse centimeter absorption feature, which give rise to a logarithmic relation between its concentration and radiative forcing. The ocean is a major sink for this molecule, whose anthropogenic sources include Yeah. And your bonus. For Tempotich, name these journalists who went to great lengths in pursuit of stories. This man darkened his skin for a project sponsored by Sepia magazine that resulted in his book, Black Like Me. What?
He's a Thurman?
No, it's Griffin. Her work for the New York World included a stint undercover at a woman's asylum for 10 days in a madhouse and undertaking the title trip for Around the World in 72 Days.
Dorothy Parker.
It's Nellie Bly. This founding chief editor of the Paris Review participated in the 1963 Detroit Lions training camp, an experience he described in Paper Lion.
Our founder of the Paris Review.
Answer?
Golden.
That is George Plimpton, so none of the bonus. Toss up. Brian Boyd argues that this novel has two narrators in a book on it subtitled The Magic of Artistic Discovery. In this novel, a light that may be a ghost appears at Hensner's barn to the ugly girl Hazel, who later drowns. Boyd claims that Hazel reappears as a red butterfly that inspires her father, whose work on his masterpiece mirrors the travels of Jacob Gradus, a madman.
Last game.
A madman claiming to be the exiled king of Zembla annotates a 999 line. Yeah. And your bonus. For 10 points each, name these authors of prominent articles published in the Harvard Law Review. This future Supreme Court justice helped define the right to privacy in an 1890 article covered in with Samuel Warren.
Holmes.
Yes. That's Brandeis.
Oh,
a 2001 article on presidential administration was one of the few publications of this Harvard Law School dean who is now on the Supreme Court. Yes. While on the court, this man published a 1977 article on how state constitutions could protect individual rights. He wrote the majority opinion in Baker v. Carr.
I think that's right. Brandon?
Yeah, 20. Toss up. This president's re-election bid was dealt a blow after Samuel Swartout, New York's customs collector, fled the country after stealing over $1 million. Charles Ogle's golden spoon oration was an attack. Yes, 15. And your bonus. This team made the playoffs in 2005 despite an injury to quarterback Brian Griese, but lost the wildcard game to the Redskins. For 10 points each, name this NFC South franchise which replaced John Gruden with Raheem Morris as his coach in 2009. Yes, this quarterback replaced Griese in 2005 for Tampa Bay, but himself missed most of the 2006 season after rupturing his spleen in a game against Carolina.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Sims?
Yes. More recently, Sims was signed in 2008 and again in 2010 by this AFC team following injuries to Vince Young.
That's a Titans,
I believe. Yeah, Titans. Yeah, 30. Plus, Nicholas Desmoulettes gave this man the commonplace book known as the Spicilège, which was found among his papers at Le Bred in 1939. His best-known work discusses inheritance among the Romans in its sixth and final part and expands on issues he raised in a work that includes his fable of the Troglodytes and which centers on Rika and Uzbek. For 10 points, name this 18th-century French author who discussed...
Montesquieu?
Yeah, that's right. For 10. And your bonus. This process's mechanism was first elucidated in Vibrio Fischeri. For 10 points each, name this process by which bacteria regulate gene expression in response to local changes in cell population density. Answer. It's quorum sensing. One well-studied example of quorum sensing involves regulation of this enzyme. This enzyme adenylates and oxidizes its namesake substrate, resulting in light emission.
Is that
GIP?
No, it's luciferase. Quorum sensing model organisms are typically this type of bacteria whose thick cell walls prevent retention of crystal violet in a certain staining procedure.
Negative.
Yeah, 10. Toss up. A recent wing turbine design was inspired by this species' leading-edge fin tubercles, which delay stall to higher angles of attack, reduce drag, and increase lift. Their high mobility is of use in their unique social foraging behavior.
Hummingbird?
Mind spot? Okay. Social foraging behavior known as bubble netting, during which these rorquals make a feeding call that is much shorter and simpler than the male's complex mating season songs. For 10 points, Mr. Splashy Pants is a member of what baleen whale species named for its pre-dive body curve?
Fun fact.
Yeah. Nice. Any bonuses? One recent book on this practice is David Veloz's "Is That a Fish in Your Ear?" For Temple Teach, name this practice, which is also the subject of a 2010 book by Edith Grossman explaining why it matters.
Translation.
Yes. David Veloz won the first Booker International Prize for translation for his versions of novels by this Albanian author of The Pyramid and Agamemnon's Daughter. Yes. Veloz's early works includes a study of 19th century criticism of this French novelist of Lost Illusions and Cousin Bette.
Okay, Balzac.
Yeah, for 20. Toss up.
Sorry, 30.
Okay, so score check, the timeout, it's 3:05 for Chicago and 2:10 for Minnesota.
Okay, I see.
All right, then
we're going into
toss up. And there is 3 minutes, 29 seconds.
What?
3:29.
And we're going into toss up 19.
Okay.
All right, is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Are we good? Okay. Here goes toss up 19. The author's notes to this play claim that its only real anachronism is a recommendation of rum as a cure for baldness. In an alternative to its prologue, news from Bel Afris prompts Belzenor to threaten Phtada Tita. Its regular prologue is spoken by Ra. The third act of this play for Puritans sees the second title character rolled up in a carpet.
Caesar and Cleopatra.
That's right. And your bonus is for Temple Teach, answer the following about the films of director James Mangold. Mangold wrote and directed this 1997 independent film, which saw Sylvester Stallone gain weight to play a New Jersey sheriff named Freddie Heflin. It's Copland. Dan Evans agrees to help transport an outlaw named Ben Wade to the town of Contention in this 2010 remake. Yes. Joaquin Phoenix starred in this biopic about a young Johnny Cash, which was nominated for 5 Oscars in 2005. Yes, 20. Pause. This river's namesake island contains a hospital run by the Fata Benefratelli and is linked to the mainland by Cestius's Bridge. Its nickname, Flavus, derives from the yellowish color of its water, which flows from two springs on Mount Fumaiolo. This river, whose real name derives from a drowned king of Alba Longa, flows through Umbria and Lazio and empties into the Tyrrhenian Sea at
Tiber.
Yeah. You're honest. For Temple Teach, the Swedish diplomats. This Secretary General of the United Nations died in a plane crash while attempting to end the Katanga crisis in Zaire. Yes. This count was assassinated by the Jewish group Lehi in 1948. Ralph Bunche carried on his work and produced the 1949 armistice agreements that hoped to end the Arab-Israeli conflict. It's Folk Bernadotte. This Lord High Chancellor of Sweden governed Gustavus Adolphus' conquest during the Thirty Years' War. He also advised Queen Christina.
Oxenstierna.
20. Toss up. Toss up 21. In one episode of this show, the protagonist tries to borrow a jacket from the rapper Crazy Eyes Killa. Its fifth season featured a detective named Omar...
30 Rock.
Minus 5. A detective named Omar Jones, played by Mekki Pfeiffer, who tried to find out if the protagonist was adopted. That season involved a kidney transplant. More recently, the protagonist sheltered a family from New Orleans, broke up with his wife Cheryl, and agreed with NBC to work on a reunion of Seinfeld. For 10 points, name is HBO comedy starring... Yeah. And your bonus. This author appeared to threaten the life of Deutsche Bank chairman Joseph Ackermann in his play McKinsey is Coming. For Temple Teach, name is controversial German playwright who denounced Pope Pius XII for his passivity during the Holocaust in 1963's The Deputy. Ralph Hutchins. Hutchins' play Soldiers argues that this politician was directly responsible for the destruction of Dresden in World War II. This man's own novels include a book about a revolution in Lorania, Savrola. Yes. Hotchkiss play sold. We already did that. A 1987 play by Hotchkiss centers on this homosexual British computer scientist whose namesake test considers whether a machine can. Yes, 20. Toss up. The last character to be killed in this novel is Gene Fackelman, who is tortured after cheating a gambler named Whitey Sorkin. One of the first to die is Guillaume Duplessis, who is accidentally asphyxiated during a burglary carried out by Trent Kite and a man who later works at Ennett House. In addition to Don Gately, this novel focuses on an NFL punter named Oren, his malformed brother Mario, and a tennis prodigy named Hal Incandenza. 4. Yeah. Your bonus. For Temple Teach, name both members of these couples from classical myth. After this couple had sex in a temple of Zeus or Cybele, they were turned into a pair of lions. Earlier, the man had won the woman in a foot race with the help of some golden apples.
Valentine and Elsie Aker.
Okay, it's Atalanta and Hippomenes or Millennia. This elderly couple were poor, but offered what they had to a pair of travelers who were actually Zeus and Hermes. They were turned into two trees guarding a temple. Yes. Calonne showed disrespect during the wedding of these two deities and was turned into a turtle.
Hephaestus and Hera.
Answer.
Hephaestus and Aphrodite.
Okay, it's Zeus and Hera.
Okay.
So, half right.
I'm just making up. So, final score, Chicago A, 330, Minnesota A, 290.
Okay.